Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikatan Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Yubayz and Mubayz. So says the Mishnah, the Machnas Adam Peiroisav Mnei Haganavim, that a person's allowed to bring his fruit into his house on Chol HaMoed, because he's concerned that someone might steal it. He doesn't want to leave it outside in the field. He wants to bring it in, even though it involves Tircha, which is Batsim Asar on Chol HaMoed, but for a Davar Aved, he's concerned people will steal it. He has a Heter to bring it in. And similarly, V'shayla Pishtanu Min HaMishra, B'shvil Shalei Taivan, he could take the flax out of the water that it's soaking in order so that it shouldn't stay in there and get destroyed. You can't purposely schedule the malacha to be done on Chol HaMoed. The kulan im kivnu malacha b'mayid. And if he did, he was mechavim malacha b'mayid. So then he's not allowed to benefit. Let's say in the case of the fruit, he's not allowed to eat the fruit. Now, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, now, when it comes to bringing the fruit inside your house, when it comes to davar avid, you're supposed to try to do it b'tzina. You're not supposed to do it publicly. Now, Rav Yosef Havlik Shure. The Gemara tells us a story that Rav Yosef had beams that were outside his house. It was a tircha to bring it in. But he was concerned for ganavim, for it was a davar avid. So Ailinu Biyamama, he brought them into his house, and he did it mamish smack in the middle of the day, in public. So Amalei Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, you're supposed to do it privately. So Amalei, Rav Yosef explained that Sina Dahani Yamamahu, that you're supposed to do it in the most private type of way. When it comes to bringing beams into your house, the most private way to do it is smack in the middle of the day. Because Kaven the Balaila Bayu Gavri Yaseri, since at nighttime, where it's harder to see, I would need more people to do the work, and I would need to have all these different lamps. So Avshar Milsa, that would actually create a bigger scene, that would actually be more public. It's considered more private to do it in the middle of the day. We mentioned in the Mishnah, V'shayla Pishtanu Min HaMishra V'chulu, so really we're going to focus on the end of the Mishnah, which said that if a person was Mechavi Malachta L'mayed, so we can ask him, let's say in the case of the fruits, he's not allowed to benefit from the fruits. So, Boi Minei Rav Yirmi Rav Zera. Rav Yirmi asked the Shayla to Rav Zera, Kivi Malachta B'mayed Umeis Maush Yiknesu Banav Achrav. If let's say a person was Mechavi Malachta L'mayed, Reuven was Mechavi Malachta, we can ask him, he can't benefit from the fruits. And then Reuven dies, so now can Reuven's children, are they allowed to eat the fruits? If you'll say that when it comes to Bukhar, that Saram Aizen Bukhar, if a Kayin gives a mum to the ear of his Bukhar, so besides the fact that we give him a Kanas, we give also his children a Kanas, that they're not allowed to benefit from the animal, that's Mishum Disadaraisu. That's because giving the Bukhar the mum was an Isadaraisu, so it's more Chomer, that's why we Kanas the children. But maybe over here, by Chalamayi, being Mechavi Malach Lamayid is not an Isadaraisu, so maybe we're more Mako. Vimtim Salaymar Machar. Maybe you'll say to learn it out from the case of Eved Kanani. The halacha is if a person sells his Eved Kanani to a guy, so we can ask him, and if he ever runs back, the Eved Kanani goes free. The Jew is not allowed to keep him. And the halacha is, or at least the Gemara declares, that maybe we can ask even his children, that his children can't own this Eved anymore. Well, that's Mishum to call Yoyim Mafkulei Mimitzis. That's also very chamer, because when you sell your Eved Kanani to a guy, so every day he's by the guy, he can't fulfill his mitzvahs, he's chayiv in mitzvahs like an Isha, and now he can't fulfill it, so that's more chamer. But how chamai? But what about here by Chol HaMoed, where it's not as chamer? Gavr konis rabbanan v'haleise? Do we say Chazal give the kanas to the person, to Reuven, and he's no longer with us? Or maybe Chazal gave the kanas to the fruits, to the mamun, and that's here, and that kanas applies even to the children. So Amar Leis, Reb Zera, this was all a shayla that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Reb Zera. So Reb Zera said back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said, Tanisua, you can learn the halacha from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Shvias, that Sadesh and Ischavso b'Shvias, if you take away the thorns on Shemitah, so you weren't allowed to do that. Lamaisa, if you did, that's not such a chashava avaida, and therefore, Tizra Lamatze Shvias, you're still allowed to plant the field on Matze Shvias. However, Nitaiva, Nidaira, Fletzi Yimamish fertilized the field, so then that already, like Tizra Lamatze Shvias. That Chazal gave a kanas, that now even Matze Shvias, you're not allowed to plant that field. V'am Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, and Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, Natinon hetiva v'meis b'nai zaira, that even if a person fertilized the field, and therefore it was aser for him to plant it, but then he dies, his son is allowed to plant it. Amal adidei kansur rabbanan, libre le kansur rabbanan. Chazal do not extend their kanasas to the person's child. Hachanami adidei kansur rabbanan, libre le kansur rabbanan. Here too, Bachalamayid, the kanas does not extend to the person's children. And Amar Abaye, another Baraya, the Naktino and teammate Taraisov, if a person was metame the tyrus of his friend, so Chazal gave a kanas that he has to pay, even though really Maker Adin, he's potter because it's Hezek Shein Nikar, he has to still pay, it's a kanas. Umeis, let's say then he dies, Loikan Subnai Acharev, his children do not have to pay the bill. Now, my time, why not? Because Hezek Shein Nikar, Leishme Hezek, because really Maker Adin, there's a patur, because it's Hezek Shein Nikar. And I, even though there's a kanas, but Lididei Kan Surabanan, Libre, Loikan Surabanan, Chazal only gave a kanas to the father and not to the son. So to Bechalamaye, the kanas does not extend to the person's child. Says the Mishnah Vayter, in Leikchem Batim Avadim Ubehema, Elu Lutzarech Hamayit. A person is only allowed to buy things on Cholamayit if it's Lutzarech Hamayit. Oy Lutzarech Hamaycher Shein Lamayaychel. Or if it's for the Maycher, he doesn't have what to eat. Now says the Gemara, now boy minei Rava min Rav Nachman. Rava said he asked the Shaila from Rav Nachman. Schar pu'ula she'in lemayaycha mahu. We spoke about a seller. What about a payel? His mom is doing malacha, real malacha. Is a payel she'in lemayaycha allowed to do malacha shelo letzarech hamayid in order just to get money to have food, to have money for food? So Amar le'itanina, we learned in the Mishnah. Oy letzarech hamaycher she'in lemayaycha. It says you could also do malacha, you could buy things letzarech lemaycher she'in lemayaycha. Now, if you could do it letzarech hamaycher, obviously that means because he doesn't have what to eat. So lasu yemai, why does the Mishnah have to add in these words she'ilu mayoichal? Lasu ye schar pu'ula. It must be to tell us about schar pu'ula that there's another heter called she'ilu mayoichal, a payol she'ilu mayoichal. Amarlei, he said back, then no, lai perushi kamifarish. I'll tell you that just explaining the resha, that what does it mean letzarech hamaycher? It means she'ilu mayoichal. It means he doesn't have what to eat. We learned, or it's really a raya, it says in Kaisvin Shtari Chayiv B'Moyed V'Meina Maminoi. It says you're not allowed to write a Shtar Chayiv B'Moyed. If Reuven lends money to Shimon, and so Shimon now owes Reuven $100, he's not allowed to write a Shtar V'Meina Maminoi. However, if Reuven doesn't trust Shimon, Shimon's going to deny it afterwards. Or if he doesn't have what to eat, which we'll see what that means, so then I raise a Yechtaif. So then Reuven's allowed to have a Shtar written up that Shimon owes him $100. Now, what does it mean he doesn't have what to eat? What does it have to do with anything? It must be it's coming to tell us about the cipher. The cipher writing the shtar. That if he doesn't have anything else to eat, and that's his job, to write down shtaris, so that would also be a heter to write the shtar. So you see, that even though there's no tzarich, Reuven trusts Shimon, still there's a heter to write a shtar in order to give someone something to eat, to give someone money to support him, to have what to eat. That's the heter of a payol she'in l'mayaycha. Now ask the Gemara, Maisav Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha, is there really a heter for a pile she'in l'mayaycha? But we learned in Psachim, v'chachamim aymerim, that shali shuman yais oisim malachim arvei Psachim. That there are four types of professions that they're allowed to do, that they're allowed to do malacha on arvei Pesach ad chatzais. Hachayotin v'asaparim v'akayfsin. Tailors, barbers, and laundry people. Hachayotin shekeina had yitoy for kedarkai. A tailor is because, like we find in Cholamayit, that there's a heter to tailor something if you're a hedyet. A hedyet's allowed to sew on Cholamayit, b'chulu shalmayit. Hasaparin, v'akayfsin, barbers and laundry people, shekin abam, v'dinis hayam, v'yoytzu, beis asurin, mutarin l'sapar l'chabes, b'chulu shalmayit. Because we find a heter to do these malachas on Cholamayit for someone who comes from far away, or he comes out of jail on Cholamayit, he has a heter to do these things. So it's being that there's a heter to do these things on Cholamayit, there's also a heter to do it on Erev Pesach. Now, if you're going to tell me that you have a heter to do virtually any malacha as long as it's a pile she'inu mayaychal, so then kol malacha is nami l'shtru. So then every single malacha in the book should be mutar erev Pesach. Because you can learn it now from cholamayit, because cholamayit has a heter to do any malacha when you have a pile she'inu mayaychal. So obviously, there's no such heter as a pile she'inu mayaychal. If there was such a heter, so then there would be no iser malacha on erev Pesach. However, Maskevel Rapapa asked him, El Me'ata, according to your reasoning, that any time we find a heter b'cholamayit, so then that heter applies to Erev Pesach as well, so then leaving out Pael She'in L'mayaychal, Binyan L'shtere, it should be mutter to build things on Erev Pesach, Shekein Kaisal Gail Rishis Arabim, Seisir Bainik Adarka, Bimne Asakana, because in Cholamayit, if a person has a wall that's leaning over into the Rishis Arabim, he's allowed to knock it down and rebuild it like normal because of Sakana. So you see Sakana, on Cholamayit, there's a heter for Binyan, so also on Erev Pesach, you should have a heter for Binyan, for Bainah. Mazgav Ravina, Ravina has another Kasho, El Me'ata, according to your understanding, lavler listri, should be mutter to hire a cipher to write something for you on Erev Pesach, shekein kaisrin kedushay nashim, gittin v'sheivarin, because on Cholamai we find a heter to write for kedushay nashim, gittin, and sheivarin. So rather, ela amr of Asher, you obviously are missing the boat. Not just because we find something that's mutter on Cholamai, does that mean it's mutter on Erev Pesach? Says Rav Ashi, Mayid Arba Asa Karamis, you're comparing and you're asking from Cholamaye to Erev Pesach, Mayid Misham Tirchahu. On Cholamaye, the name of the game is Tircha. The Issa Malacha is because of Tircha, takes away from one Simchas Yamtif. Uva Makim Seid the Shavu Rabbanan, so when there's that loss at stake, so therefore the Chazal were matter a person to do Malacha. That's Cholamaye. That has nothing to do with Erev Pesach, Arba Asa Misham Tzarech Yamtifu. On Erev Pesach, we give special Atayram because it's a big Tzarech Yamtif. So, midi the tzarich yamtiv shav rabbanan, midi the loy tzarich yamtiv loy shav rabbanan. So, the rabbanan were only matir malachis that were tzarich yamtiv. That which the Gemara in Pesachim compares erev Pesach to Chol HaMoed was not because any time we find something that's mutter on Chol HaMoed that heter applies to erev Pesach. The two malachis have nothing to do with each other. The Gemara was just saying that just like we find on Chol HaMoed, that these things are big tzarchei mayeh, and we give a teirim to do them on Chol HaMoed because it's a big tzarech, so too on Erev Pesach it's mutter because of tzarech hamayeh, because it's tzarech yamtif. But there's no kasha from here on Payol She'en L'mayeichal, because of other, we could find things that have a heter on Chol HaMoed that don't have a heter on Erev Pesach.